Arthur Middleton is a biologist and one of the contributors to this unique multimedia wildlife exhibit. He says the Yellowstone ecosystem is a microcosm of the western U.S. Middleton brings his biology expertise to the show. Photographer-videographer Joe Reese, filmmaker Jenny Nichols, and artist James Prosek collaborate to show the rigors that animals go through during migrations.
You know, the 10,000, 11,000 foot passes that these animals cross, the raging rivers, the artwork, really tries to expand the story to remind us that there are a great number of diverse migratory wildlife across the system, not just the hoofed mammals, but the birds, insects, and fish that move throughout the system.
Middleton has spent 10 years following migrations and working in the region. He says they have all spent extended periods there, including in some very remote areas.
Well, this was a culmination, I think, for each of us of years of independent work. I've been working with colleagues and state and federal agencies in particularly northwest Wyoming, but also across the Greater Yellowstone, to document with GPS collars and other tools.
Photographer Joe Reese, through logging his miles, determined one image in the exhibit took traveling 800 miles to obtain.
Where he had one photograph he felt really proud of, which is actually in the exhibit. It's a huge photograph of an elk cow with a really young calf climbing a high pass on their migration. And he said that photograph took about 800 miles on horseback over 2 years.
Middleton says the interactive map that is part of the exhibit is an aggregate of data that shows how snow melts and greening pushes herds into and out of their migratory areas. He says collecting information about the impacts of warming takes a very long time.
These migrations is totally driven by these climatic forces that determine patterns of snow and plant growth. We do see some trends. We see later and later arrival of some of the elk herds on their winter ranges over the past 20 years. That's been challenging to explain.
The Yellowstone Invisible Boundaries exhibit runs June 29th to September 15th at the Natural History Museum of Utah. Check the link to their website on KPCW for hours and more details about the exhibit. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.